Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Joe Davis is here. Folks, we're still commemorating and remembering and honoring those who stormed the beach at Normandy 75 years ago today, on D-Day, which was a turning point in the war in the West. It's a day that really kind of established the Allies in their pushback of Nazi Germany to basically to begin the saving of Western civilization. I've asked Joe Davis to join us. Joe is the Director of Public Affairs of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. You know him as the VFW. He's been hanging around with us now for a long time. Always count on him to give us a good report. Hey, Joe, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Joe, I was telling Rich Gator and I were just talking about this, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, you hear a lot of people reporting on all the different the numbers and the people and the casualties and the aircraft and you know what was said and all that sort of thing. But the bottom line is the devotion of these men to something greater than themselves saved Western civilization. And your members, the VFW, you know, you guys are what's left, you know, what's left of those guys and your new members. And what do you guys got going on today?
Well, we got commemoration ceremonies at VFW posts. We have 6,200 posts around the world, and they're one form or another going to be recognizing the significance of this day. I mean, you know, we always say that there are worse things than to die for your country, and one of the worst things is to be forgotten. And that's one thing the VFW, my organization, is never going to do, is forget the service and the sacrifice of those who went and served overseas, and especially their families back at home, because, you know, they always had it tougher. It's a great day to celebrate, to commemorate, and to basically remember, and especially to say thank you to those who are still with us.
Yeah, that's. I hope people will get it, if they get a chance. Folks, I don't care what your political leanings are. If you get a chance, listen to President Trump's speech at Normandy today. It'll be worth it. I promise you, you'll be happy that you did as an American. And I think he did an amazing job. It was a wonderful speech. Joe, we stand on the shoulders of these people. The GI generation, the greatest generation, who were part of whom fought stormed the shores of Normandy on those five beaches or flew over them and landed in under parachutes on the other side. We stand on their shoulders, don't we?
We absolutely do. And, you know, when Tom Brokaw nailed it when he called them the greatest generation, because, you know, our country's population was only 133 million. During World War II, and mm-hmm. we fielded a massive military of 16 million men and women. Now, when you exclude the children and the elderly, that's a huge percentage point of the death population. And they signed up. They, you know, some were drafted, but many volunteered to go and fight in places they've only read about in books.
Yeah, and that's exactly
right. And I just want to add, when they came back home, they came back home just trying to be normal because they thought it was just their civic duty to go and serve their country in uniform.
And you've met them, Joe, and they don't really talk about it, do they?
They don't like talking about it, but no combat veteran wants to talk about that stuff other than the funny stories, and there's funny stories that happen everywhere. But, you know, they just wanted to come back and get normal, and that's why the VFW, along with sister organizations, we fought hard to get that GI Bill signed in 1944.
Right.
So half of those 16 million took advantage of the GI Bill, and the conservative estimates is they returned to government coffers $8 for every $1 spent on their education via the higher taxes paid on the higher education and the higher wages they earned because of that. And that's incredible. And, you know, the second half of the last century is that's when America flourished. I mean, all these veterans that came back, they became the scholars and the poets and the politicians.
This is the entrepreneurs.
That's where America excelled right there.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of that. There's organizations like yours, Joe, VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the others who are making sure that we don't forget these folks, that we don't forget those who stood a post in harm's way so that you and I can have quiet enjoyment of our property, of our lives, so that we can have hope for the future. It's not hyperbole to say that these people that we celebrate, that we commemorate today, that they saved Western civilization, because Germany was just about to get to the coast of France and take it completely over, and next stop was England.
You know, it's easy to armchair quarterback, but you know, if Germany had left England alone, Europe would have been German.
You're probably right.
But Hitler was just fast. He was fixated.
Yeah.
He was fixated on taking down England. But if he had just left England alone, I think he would have been able to fortify everything. He should have left Russia alone. They learned that lesson in the First World War.
I don't want to think about that. What that would be looking like right now. And so we're grateful that things played out like it did, and that there were people who were willing to be devoted to something greater than themselves.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And you know, we're grateful that the French still remember. And you know,
yeah.
I've been to Normandy. I've looked at the guest sign-in book there at the cemetery, and there's so many people, French people, writing in merci, just thank the Americans.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, the Americans have to thank the French, because without their coming to our aid during our revolution, there might have not
been. That's exactly right.
America.
It's Western civilization. That's right. Hey, Joe, I got to wrap it up. VFW.org, is that right?
VFW.org.
All right, check it out, folks. Hey, Joe, keep up the good work. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, Steven.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.